Unit 9, Tape Script 22A. A variety of accents. 1.
Hello there. I come from a large town, and it's on a very big river. And the big river goes out to the sea, and once upon a time, the place where I come from used to build ships. And these ships went all over the world, and people went everywhere. You could get ships to Ireland, you'd get ships to the Far East, you'd get ships to England. But no anymore, because the industry's all gone now. There's no more of that stuff. Now, the town is broken up now into two pieces. You've got the East End, and that's where all the poor people come from. And you've got the West End, that's where the university is. You've got all the posh people doing that, where you get people that talk in funny ways. They talk posh, you ken what I mean. Where I come from, it's all high-rise blocks and motorways. In the old days, you know what I mean? There was the Gorbals and there was tenement flats. And aye, folks were rough, you ken. But underneath all that was friendly. You know, get people upstairs, you get your friends doing the close, and everybody going together. And what can you say about the weather? Well, you ken, there's a great word for it when it's kind of raining and a wee bit damp. It's dreich. And it looks dreich. I'll tell you, it looks dreich.
2.
Well, I live in a very large city. It's a port and it's on the River Mersey. It's very close to Wales and, in fact, locally, it's known as the capital of Wales. But that's a joke, really. It's got several landmarks. One is known as the Liver Building, and that's right on the river. It's a great big building with two towers, and on each tower there's an enormous bird, which is called the Liver Bird. We've also got two cathedrals, and they're at opposite ends of a long street, which is called Hope Street. One's a Catholic cathedral, and it's very modern. Looks like, a rocket that's about to take off. And the other one's traditional. The industry, of course, being a port, is mainly shipping and the docks. There's a lot of unemployment in our city, and of course a lot of bother. It's a depressed area, really. The attitude of people from other parts of the country isn't very friendly towards us. I mean, there's the north-south divide. There's no getting away from it. And they all think we're lazy layabouts and good-for-nothings. And they think we deserve to be out of work, but it's not like that at all. I mean, it's really awful. People often laugh at our accent, but it's become very famous throughout the entire world because of four very special musicians called the Beatles. It's an accent where we talk through our noses, I think, a lot of the time. I think it might be the damp from the river. But it's called Scouse.
3.
Well, there'll be two parts to where I come from. There'll be the moors. And they can be bleak, wild places, mists and howling winds. And you can see the smugglers as it used to be. And then we got lush green countryside with palm trees and plants and flowers as you don't see elsewhere. Because you don't get no frosts where I comes from. It'd be often wet though, with grey sea mists and drizzle coming off the cliffs. Where I comes from is famous for clotted cream and pasties. Now there'd be a meal and a half. Men used to take pasties in the fields for lunch. Potato, carrot, perhaps some meat, all wrapped in pastry. You don't get good ones now though. We be warm folk. We look after ourselves. Ain't so keen on foreigners from up country though. We like taking our time over things. No point rushing about. Someone say, oh, I do it directly free, my dear. You mean I do it in the next 3 months? We have our own accent. Of course we do. We say, oh, are, for oh, yes. Say, how you seeming? All right. We say, time for touch pipes. That's time for a break. Time for a rest. And we might have some crib. That's something to eat mid-morning. Oh, are. We have our own ways.
4.
I come from a very big county. There's a huge variety of scenery in it. There's hills and dales, and there's sweeping sort of bleak moors as well, and some sort of rugged coastline. At one time, there was a huge amount of industry there, manufacturing textile and steel industry. But now, of course, a lot of those have closed down and other industries have come in. The people up there have a sort of a double reputation. They're both meant to be warm-hearted and hospitable, but at the same time, you hear they're very suspicious of strangers. And where I come from, we call them comers in. And you're a comer in, even if you've been living in the town for 20 years or so. The weather is very mixed. It can be very, very good weather and very, very wet. It's usually associated with being very wet up there. The accent, there's a bit of a cliché that people use when they're talking about the accent of this county. It says, Trublet Mill. Now, that T, of course, stands for the, trouble in the mill. But in actual fact, it's never actually sounded. So you'd say trouble in mill, trouble in mill. There's odd words like laking. That's messing about, playing about, laking about. And you might say, I'm off warm now, I'm going home. And there's a motto for this county, which sums up another characteristic of the county people, which is meant to be a sort of meanness and also a sort of knowingness. Anyway, the motto is, see all, hear all, say nout, eat all, sup all, pay nout, and if they ever does out for nout, always do it for this end.
5. Where I live, there's this huge river called the Tyne. And now, this river is famous for its bridge. It's got the most wonderful bridge ever built in this country. It's a big metal bridge, you know. It's been there for, oh, a long time. It was one of the first metal bridges ever built, I think. And it's called the Tyne Bridge, you know, and it's famous. And it's one of the great landmarks of this town. And on one side, it's called Tyneside. You know, it's funny that, because both sides are Tyneside, really. But anyway, just one side is called Tyneside, and you're called, actually, a Tynesider if you live there. And I would say the main industry is coal. You know, you've got mines all over the place. A lot of people, you know, from up there emigrate because the weather is dreadful up there. It's all cold and rainy, you know. And a lot of people go to places like, well, Canada or America, you know. Now, with regard to the accent, as you can hear, it's a bit strange, but, you know, it can be even stranger. If you're a real Geordie, you say things like, instead of I'm going home, you say things like, I'm ganin' yem, honey. And nobody understands what you're saying if you come south, you know.